wells are truly like 1,300 feet from this wall. But you can see we got hundreds of feet of playground.
Speaking is Therese Gilbert, a teacher from District 6 in Weld County, Colorado. The wells she's referring to are fracking wells, which will be located 1,300 feet away from the edge of the school building. Not, you should note, from the school property line. The soccer fields we're walking on belong to Bella Romero Middle School in Greeley, and they are just a few hundred feet directly south of a future fracking site.
And there is this retention wall that is a bit of a buffer, but it's not so much a buffer from 24 wells that will have heavy industrial activity and generally a prevailing south wind.
That measurable distance between the school building and the perimeter of school property was the basis of House Bill 1256, which clarified that the minimum setback distance should be defined as 1,000 feet from the school property line. That bill was one of many regulations proposed to protect Colorado residents from the hazards of fracking, and the latest one to fail along party lines in the Senate this past March.
Why are we not assessing the risks here? You know, if there's a question of how it could be impacting the environment, our water and our air and our public health.
That is Robert Winkler, a retired risk assessment professional and member of Weld Air and Water.
All they're doing is regulating it for the benefits of the industry, as far as I'm concerned.
Studies show a direct correlation between exposure to pollution from oil and gas wells and increased rates of childhood cancers and asthma in Colorado. Other health and safety risks are higher than many in Colorado may realize, since fracking is exempt from existing EPA regulations like the Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act, and the Emergency Planning and Community Right to Know Act.
Even if there's a question that these young children would be impacted, wouldn't you do something and check it out before you pushed ahead and done it?
Unfortunately, Bella Romero's experience foreshadows events coming soon to the rest of Colorado's counties, since Colorado law prioritizes the efficient extraction of resources over community health and safety concerns.
It's a shock.
That's Marilee Mazza, a member of the Lafayette City Council and president of the Colorado Community Rights Network.
And when you deal with people for the first time who are experiencing this, who are not used to being at the butt end of it, they're not poor, they're not marginalized, they feel like the system is broken and it needs to be fixed. There's something wrong with the system. When in fact we say, no, the system is working exactly the way it's intended to work.
If the system is working as intended to protect corporate interests and every legal policy avenue to protect Colorado communities is closed off, what's left?
I think that pressure has to come locally, as it did in every other movement. This is an environmental movement.
Ultimately, people will have to take, you know, nonviolent action.
We have to wake the people up.
Fracking is not only an environmental justice issue. The battle for community versus corporate control of resources threatens the fundamental nature of democracy in Colorado. The efficient extraction of mineral resources should not take priority over human health and the environment.
Democracy is hard work, and if we don't roll up our sleeves and start getting busy, then you get the government you deserve. Saddle up. It's going to be a long ride.
For KGNU Radio in Boulder, I'm Tracy Kessner.